Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. Let's get it. 7:37, Brock Hunter.
Yeah.
Got the caffeine flowing. Feeling good, man. Feeling real good. Feeling real nice. Yeah.
Make a bummer. Yeah. Caffeine in my veins. Yeah.
You apparently you don't have moldy coffee. Yeah.
No. I don't have the moldy coffee. No.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. So stupid. So dumb.
If you're wondering, I had moldy coffee. I went to go make a pot of coffee yesterday, and it was straight up spider web.
You got to get it out of there, man. It'll get you. All right. Anyway, let's get to it. Your topic of the day. So this actually came about from your story in sports yesterday. In baseball, the MLB is putting in some new rules. They're outlawing a few things, including high fives, fist bumps, hugs. You can't spit, tobacco use, or chewy sunflower seeds. So these are certain things that they're outlawing. Along with a whole list of things. So I was thinking, if you could outlaw one thing from any sport, what sport would it be and what would you outlaw? Because we all got those things like, God, I wish they would do that. They should outlaw that. That's ridiculous. I wonder, you should know mine. I've complained about it a lot.
Yours would be, I don't know. I have no idea.
Once I tell you back, they should outlaw celebrations in the NFL.
That's the stupidest thing ever. Why?
Because it's a waste of time. You shouldn't be allowed to celebrate doing
that's
your
so
job.
Stupid. It's why?
Let's get a synchronized touchdown stance. Here's what you're gonna do.
You're gonna go score a touchdown, but then you put your head down and you just run back to the sideline.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's the
you did your job.
Ever.
You did what you're getting paid ridiculous amounts of money to do. And I don't need to see you sit there dancing in the end zone.
It's not easy to get in the end zone, Brock. You should celebrate when you get there because it's a tough task.
If you ever watch the greats,
very often.
You watch the greats like Barry Sanders. All he did was he got in the end zone. He's like, yeah, I did what I was supposed to do. Here's the ball, referee. I'm going to go back to where I belong.
You know what? Why don't we just have a bunch of robots play then? We don't even need humans. No, just a bunch of robots throwing the ball, and then they'll get in the end zone. Right.
No, they should outlaw it. I think it should be. You take half the points away. If you dance, you take half the points away.
Oh, God.
That's what it is.
Here's the thing. If they really did that, they would be like, who thought of this? Yeah. They would be like, Brock, guy at the morning show in Michigan.
If it was okay, though, then why don't they let Pee Wee do it? Why can't high schoolers celebrate?
I think you can.
No, you can't. You can penalty.
You can't.
You don't
do
see anyone celebrating. They got all those rules.
You can't slam the ball on the ground. You can't do certain things. But for God's sakes, you can celebrate.
No, you know what my celebration is? I kick the ball into the stands.
Hey, I like it. There you see? Somebody gets the game ball. That's a good thing right there. But no celebration. That
outlawed.
Is the worst.
Outlawed.
God, man.
Done. No more.
Might as well take fighting out of hockey. Might as well. Just no more fighting. It's a moronic thing. Yeah,
no,
we got to celebrate.
No, it's the right thing to do. I tell you what. Here's what happens. Here's what happens if you celebrate during in the NFL after you score a touchdown. This is what happens to you.
You hear that? Okay.
There's a guy on the field with a gun.
And you put him down for celebrating.
That's right.
Nobody is going to be part of your league. If I'm serious. If there was a league out there where you couldn't celebrate. I'm saying celebrate more. Hey, here's a rule.
I got
one for you. Celebrate more. Because
you would.
It's a fun. Dude, have a river dance out there. Michael Flatley out there in the end zone. Just river dancing for a half hour. I'd love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're wrong. I'm right. That's cool.
Everybody agrees with me.
No one agrees with you. No
one.
Put
your head down and go
not
to the
a single
sideline
person.
Thing. It's for the birds.
You know what? If you only knew how wrong you were. You know what? This is what you deserve, too. This
you hear that?
Is what I'm going to do to you.
You hear that, Brock?
What is that?
You're driving me to drink. It's a drink right there.
Good. I hope you get up to do a celebratory dance after this break and your knee pops out. All right, let's take a quick break. Get to our WIRX Facebook page. Get in on the conversation. If you could outlaw one thing from any sport.
Yeah. I'm celebrating. You hear that?
Celebrating over there. Sounds like you're whacking it.
Maybe I am. Maybe that's my celebration.
That's my celebration. I did good. All right. Comment on there. What sport would you pick to outlaw something from? We'll be back with more on the Plan B Morning Show.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey. Goosebumps.
And now, a naked wife getting out of the shower.
Nice, hot.
Yeah.
Prove it.
WIRX Facebook page, bro.
Go there now. It's live. Good morning, everybody. Your topic for the day today. If you could outlaw one thing from any sport, what sport would it be and what would you outlaw?
Got a good one. Got a good one. And you know what? It's for every friggin' sport. Just not soccer. I'm telling you, everywhere they flop. Anybody who flops, you're done. You're out. Sorry, you flopped. You worked your whole life for something, and look, it just left you because you flopped. You pussy.
You flopped. This is what happens to you.
You're done. There you go. Put him down. Put him down, Bob. You know what? I don't get it. Soccer, it changes the momentum. I understand. But you know what? Figure something else out. How about you just get better at soccer? How about that?
What I want to know is, what is the ratio to the times that flopping work or doesn't work? You know what I mean?
And is it worth looking like an absolute fool?
No.
I don't think it is either.
No.
You look like a fool. You faked like you got hurt, and you're rolling around on the ground like a baby, like a 5-year-old child.
Ah! Oh God! I like that one.
Get up.
I mean, I'm still not gonna watch soccer because it's boring as hell. But I do agree with that. I do agree with that one.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got some great answers on Facebook. You know, it's funny. Tony said this one, and I was thinking about this one when I got this put together yesterday. He said in golf, outlaw the moron screaming Baba Booey or mashed potatoes or other stupid things they yell as the golfer tees off. I can't
stand mashed potatoes.
Just yelling at them, get in the hole. You got it, Tiger. Mm. It's like, shut up. You're not helping. It's just because
light
you're yelling.
Light the candle.
Yeah. It's like, come on. That I agree with that 100%. Just don't. I don't mind cheering.
How about this one? Have you heard the yabba dabba doo?
No.
Have you heard that one yet?
No. If I was people next to that guy yelling at, I'd be like, just shut, moron, shut up. Hey. What are you doing?
Excuse me? This is golf?
God, go back to your shanties, people. Let's see.
I agree with that.
Yeah, just knock it off. I mean, I cheer all you want, but yelling stupid stuff. You know, it's like you honestly think, one, they're trying to get on TV. They want to be heard on TV. But if you honestly think, like, Tiger hears you yell Baba Booey, and he's like, thanks, man. I'm glad you did that. I appreciate it. That helped my ball go in the hole. Idiot. Yeah. Let's see. Sherry said, football. The last second timeout at the end of the game went for no good reason other than to screw with the other team. See, I love that. Icing people. You get that last timeout. Yeah, yeah. You know, you got that guy that's getting ready to make that 45 or 50-yard field goal. Woo! Got to ice him out, man.
That's the old mental game there. You know. I like that, too. You know what they should outlaw in football is the stupid-ass the coin flip rule. Or, in overtime where you don't get a rebuttal touchdown.
I know. You think maybe they'll pull that off of the XFL. I mean, the XFL is done. I think it filed for bankruptcy, so I don't think there's much we can pull from there. But maybe, maybe. All right.
At least they got to see it for a little bit. You know?
Yeah. Three games. It was a good run. Tens of people saw it. It was a good run. All right. We're going to take a quick break. More of our outlaws in sports when we come back. Stick around.
7 WIRX. Revolution Radio. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's 7:58. Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
I don't know what the hell that was. Apparently, I've lost my mind. Anyway, your topic for today.
Okay, then.
If you could outlaw one thing from any sport, what sport would it be and what would you outlaw? Rick had a good one. He said NASCAR. I'd outlaw the every car must be the same inside and out except for the skin. Return to the days when engines and cars were actually from the companies that the cars represented. I do kind of like that. Right now, I mean, I get the even playing field, and then it really comes down to the driver. You're seeing that. It's like, okay. But it'd be pretty dope to just see, like, guys just amping up their vehicles, you know, and doing cool stuff or getting like, you know, some the glory days when you actually had some competition between makers, you know.
Is there such thing as a sport or anything that they're just like, oh, hell, we're not holding anything back. You can take steroids, you can pump your car up as much as you want. You know, is there anything out there that they're just like all the old gladiator days? I'm sure they weren't like testing those guys, you know, making sure they weren't all roided up. No, you're going to die if you don't. Do we have anything like that?
Not anymore. Everyone's a bunch of pussies, so everything's regulated now. So.
Right.
Yeah, bring it back. I want to see, you know, gladiators. That's what I want to do. I'm talking like the 90s gladiators, all right? I want to see just muscly, greased up athletes with jerry curled.
Where you got to go avoid like tigers and lions coming out of the ground.
Good stuff.
You know?
Good stuff.
Those are the good old days.
Yeah. When athletes were athletes. It was a pretty good representation in the movie Gladiator. I think that's close enough. Let's see. Brandon said Hunter's Sports Report. Not quite what we meant, but that's kind of funny.
Why don't you shut the hell up? How about that?
Brandon.
Brandon?
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, Brandon.
Let's see. Sandra said the Green Bay Packers all together. I don't like that. That's not funny. Jeff said basketball. I would outlaw playing the game altogether. Good Lord. And then we'll end with Nicholas. Nicholas said football. I would outlaw everyone's glory stories about how they would have gone pro, but they tore their ACL or Achilles heel or whatever. Hunter, looking at you, buddy.
What? I didn't tear anything. I just didn't get recruited.
Back in my day, I bet you I could have thrown the football over the mountains.
Like Al Bundy, man. Yeah, I feel like exactly. Al Bundy. Yeah. I could have went pro, Brock. I'm telling you. Ask Wolfie. He'll tell you.
You just didn't want to. You hung it up. I get it. I totally understand. All right. That's your topic of the day. We'll be back in a few. Stick around.
Rock 107.